Let's try this again, shall we?
I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had twins by this guy. So this guy
is it amazing? Women could do twice as much work if it's for a criminal. Like if her boyfriend would have knocked her up, she'd only spit out one kid. But she gets impregnated by a criminal, and she can spit out two babies.
Because she gets, you know, she wins.
See, women will always go the extra mile for
alpha dudes' kids.
What they perceive to be the alpha.
In that case, she wins, and he wins.
And see, even the chick talking, she says, blah blah blah. You know, the alpha dudes' kids.
Screw them and leave them.
All women perceive criminals as alphas. She just naturally calls the criminal who impregnated the prison guard an alpha.
There. We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms that are wonderful.
What about the echo chamber of Das Juden?
They can do it all, but if they can do it all, Juden. Why the hell with their hands in my pockets? Juden. Why we're giving the most resources to
well,
the people
I got corrected.
Who
oh my God, apparently it's not, I'm not supposed, it's not Das Juden. It's something
gosh,
else. Guys, Das is just, it's just funny, right? I don't know. I don't speak German. I don't care. I kind of do care a little bit. I'm going to keep saying Das
Juden,
but Juden
probably.
Number
11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man.
Off to a good
when
start.
A woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Fur baby. Yeah. Talking. Good thing I don't need to talk to do a podcast.
Trigger warning. Facts.
I have one
facts.
Simple question for the feminists out there.
I have a simple question for the feminists.
Why is it?
Why is
nearly
it 100%, feminist
I'm sure
that 100%
of
you?
There. Why is it nearly 100%?
Why is it 100%
of
you?
The feminist
of you feminists with careers
my tax
are overweight. How come you're overweight? I mean, if you're so busy working so hard on your career and you're constantly having to struggle against the patriarchy and it's holding you down and the patriarchy is trying to hold you down and you're fighting back against the patriarchy, how do you have so much time to eat?
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think!
Women
doesn't have a lot of testosterone. Women. The same people who don't have a lot of intelligence. Or a lot of integrity.
Single moms are tough.
Or a lot of ability to show up
no,
when they
not.
Say they're going to show
no, they're
up
not even
and
close.
Do what they say
it's
they're going to do.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot
you can't
rely
trust
on
women.
Girls
you
say.
Can't rely
it, it's sad,
on
it's sad.
Girls.
Now, a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynistic. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You
don't rely on
girls.
They're
unreliable. They're
unreliable. They're flaky. Oh, I was going to show up, but I can't make it now because there's a shoe sale and they send you this text like 17 seconds before they're supposed to come through and do what they're supposed to do that you were relying on them to do. And then you find out, oh, shit, I shouldn't have relied on a woman. But there I did. I did it because I thought, oh, I'm going to be like, ooh, women are equal and strong and independent. They got careers. I'm going to rely on a woman. Well, how did that work out for you? All right. You may have heard about this. I know very little about what's going on because I don't pay attention. And it's not so much the fact that some chick got fired from her job because a fucking tranny accused the girl who got fired before she got fired. You know, some tranny found some tweets that or something and somebody she was following on Twitter and accused her of being transphobic, you know, and so the company she works for fired her ass. People get fired if they have right-wing politics, okay? People get fired, oh God. It's not even right-wing, it's non-leftist. Because there is no such thing as the right-wing, because all right-wingers are leftist. Which we've discussed that before. Okay, but if you're not leftist enough, you can get fired from your job. This is not news. What would be news is if that anybody who thinks that they are on the right would ever locate their ball sacks and fire somebody for being a leftist. That would be news, because that would be progress. But nobody on the right is going to do that, because right-wingers are so fucking obsessed with being friends with their enemies, which we will talk about sometime in the future, not in this episode. So anyhow, this chick who is overweight, and I don't know if she is a Jew, but she looks like a Jew. This overweight, Jewish-looking chick got fired from her job, and we are using the term job. She was a community manager, which is not really a job, right? Her actual job was to fill an affirmative action slot, but she got fired because of a tweet she liked or something like that. I don't know the details. If you want to go figure it out, go for it. I'll have some links. There'll be links in the show notes. What there will not be in the show notes is a link to my OnlyMans account, because I don't have an OnlyMans account, because I'm not cyber begging, which I wouldn't cyber beg from you faggots anyhow, because none of you fuckers have any money. None of you guys have jobs or anything. You're sitting around listening to me. How much money can you possibly be making? Even less than these girl bosses. Anyhow, where the fuck is my mouse? Here we go. We're going to listen to this interview. We're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to make fun of chicks. I'm going to yell at the internet. I'm going to use some words incorrectly because I don't know what they mean. I'm going to say bad words. You know, all the usual shit that you've come to expect from this excuse for a podcast.
I call it a luxury, because she didn't have to take time out of her day to do this. I do have here joined with me, Carl Lynn. I appreciate
great team.
Shit.
You saw that a lot of people had.
All right, here's our first technical fuck up. I tried to pause the video and jumped ahead. Yes, we're off to a great start. So I was going to pause that to point out that he says she didn't have to take time out of her day to do this interview. Well, it's not like her day is exactly busy. I mean, she doesn't have a job anymore, so she's got a lot of free time, doesn't she?
Their videos, including me. She's taking her time, and now, of course, she's ready to kind of just speak to everybody else. And I have I call it a luxury, because she didn't have to take time out of her day to do this.
I have here
joined with me, Carl Lynn. I appreciate you so much for joining us, and how are you doing?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for reaching out to me.
Thanks so much for reaching out to me. Every statement ends with a question mark.
Pleasure to be on and to chat with you.
It's a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much. And I've watched the videos, and I will admit,
she watched the videos about her. Well, imagine that, a woman watching other people talk about her. And here's the thing. This is like the greatest thing that could have fucking possibly happened to her. I mean, she's got it made for the rest of her fucking life. She's got a husband, so she's not going to be homeless. I'm assuming he's got a job. But I mean, every time something like this happens to a chick, especially, I mean, she's an overweight Jewish chick, or Jewish looking chick at least, and she's getting all this attention, she's set. She'll be fine, because she may not be able to get a job at another gaming company or something like that, but there's going to be all kinds of right-wing simps out there just desperate to cuck for her. If she has not established an OnlyFans account, she's an idiot. She's missing out on a fortune. She is going to get fuck tons of attention from this. She's going to get all kinds of cucks are going to be trying to throw money at her.
My husband's a big fan, so he was just like, yes, go talk.
Appreciate that so much. Well, I want to just really get right into it and jump in kind of the meat of potatoes.
It's gross.
Here. So how long had you been with Limited Run Games, and how did you come across like just getting that gig, and actually what it was that you...
Well, the way she got the gig is that some men at the game company came across her.
We're doing for the company.
So I started at Limited Run in November of 2020.
She's there a really long time, huh?
Basically led into it from a from a friend of mine who had also applied for the community management job, but they wanted him to relocate.
Community management job. I was
actually in the same state. So I went ahead and shot them a message.
Well, why does it matter where you're at? Your community management job, isn't that just like sitting on the internet answering people's dumbass questions?
And went through the interview.
Well, but if you're not at the office, how do we know you're working?
Process. And I got lucky enough to be selected.
She got lucky enough to be selected to be an affirmative action hire for a bunch of leftists. Women have a different definition of lucky than the rest of us do.
I was very fortunate. It was my first time really working in the gaming industry outside of like volunteering at like various events. And I used to write for a
She's a writer. A
kind of like game news and reviews, that kind of stuff, article like back in the day. So this was my first real step into the industry.
Okay, gotcha. Now, that makes all the sense in the world. So obviously you got brought on as a community manager, and you didn't been doing that, I guess, almost entering into a few years, but a couple of years at...
I got to say, man, I am impressed. I was looking for the right word. I am impressed with how Eric July was able to say that with a straight face. Like he took that very seriously, right? It's like, oh, you worked for 2 years as a community manager. Wow, yeah. Like if some chick told me, yeah, I was, you know, I worked for 2 years as a community manager, I just laugh. The fact that Eric can keep a straight face and say that is kind of impressive.
At minimum, and that's awesome. I know there's a lot of people that certainly watch myself that would love to be in kind of those positions, working, let's say, in the gaming industry. But all of us being gamers. So
that's not really working in the gaming industry. You're a community manager. It's not working in the industry. Anyway.
Oh.
Anyway, that's not relevant to what we're supposed to be complaining about here.
Did you, I mean, before we get into what happened itself, was there any semblance of like that was a... going to be something that was that you even like had in the back of your mind as something that could potentially happen to you? And that is just based on whether it be your own individual politics or whether it be on the basis of just again who you follow or someone's stuff that you like. Did you ever think that that was even a potential thing that could happen to you?
I didn't.
Okay, the question he asked her was, did you ever think that it could be even remotely possible that you might get fired because of your politics? To which she responds, no. It never occurred to her that she might get fired because of her politics. This is why women should not vote. One of the thousands of reasons. They're completely clueless. How is she not aware that she lives in a society where people get fired because of who they follow on Twitter? How does she not know this?
I mean, I typically keep to myself, like, politics-wise in the workplace, just because I don't feel like that needs to be, like, my beliefs don't need to be pressed on anybody else.
For sure.
I've always been very...
However, she's never noticed all the leftists forcing their beliefs on everybody else in the workplace. She just apparently she's never noticed this before.
Very adamant about that. Like, you do you, I'll do me.
Okay, here's our next problem with this. We've all heard this before. This fucking you do you shit. This is all women. No man who has testosterone has ever said some shit like, you do you. Once again, this is really easy to defeat. Sweetheart, Kara, here's a question, bitch. What if I'm a rapist? Can I do me? Is it okay? Can I go ahead and do me? What if I want to fire you for something you liked on Twitter? Can I do me? Is that, I mean, it is. But this you do you shit, this is part of the female worldview that everybody You do you. You just do whatever you want, and there's going to be no consequences because women have never experienced consequences, and women don't understand that you doing you, other people doing whatever they want, sometimes has consequences which might affect them. Now, you might be thinking, well, great one. This is this conflict with anarcho-capitalism, because in anarcho-capitalism, can't people do whatever they want? Well, they can. But in anarcho-capitalism, there is no insulation from the consequences. See, in a statist society like this, there is insulation from the consequences.
And we'll all be happy.
We'll all be happy. You do you and I'll do me. We'll all be happy. No, sweetheart, we're not all going to be happy because sometimes what I want to do and what you want to do are going to conflict with each other. We're not all going to be happy. This is this fucking naive-ass view of the world that women have, which somehow or another managed to coexist with their view of hating men.
Conversations with a couple of coworkers who had very different opinions than me, but that didn't affect anything. We're just like, hey, like...
What do you mean? It didn't affect anything. I just got fired from my job, but my coworkers' opinions didn't affect anything. You know, other than the fact that when I was accused of being a fucking transphobe, none of these people stood up for me, and so I lost my job. But other than that, their leftist politics didn't affect anything. I mean, women can just rationalize anything away. And again, you know, we could sit here and we could be sob story. I'm not going to sob story this for this girl because she is getting more attention in her life right now than she's ever gotten. And the idea that this is somehow devastating to her, I mean, it's not. She's totally okay with this because, like I said, number one, she's got a husband. Number two, she's a chick. And she's going to get the simps lining up to give her money. This is the best. Like, if you or I got fired for our politics, it would be mostly a bad thing, at least in the short term. There'd be a lot of problems. For her to get fired for her politics, this is the best thing ever for her.
You're an awesome person. Like, we're awesome. We make a great team.
Team.
There was a really good mutual respect there.
There was a really good mutual respect until they fired you for having opinions that they don't respect or approve of or like or tolerate. Like, once again, what weird definition of respect are you using?
And I felt like that was really important.
No, that makes sense. So
this kind of hit me. It kind of surprised me a little bit.
It surprised me that the leftists I work for are a bunch of fucking backstabbing fags. Although, I mean, it's nice to see a woman get shit on because this is what she... this poor guy, this poor unfortunate moron who married her... I mean, before that, how many men did she shit all over the way this company shit all over her? So, I mean, that's kind of what it's like.
I can imagine. Yeah, I mean, I think that's, definitely on, when I say our side of the aisle, I think people that generally aren't just full-blown leftists generally are like that, right? They just want to kind of keep to themselves. Definitely in the workplace, it's not really...
Right, exactly. People who are not full-blown leftist are like that. You know, yes, people who are not full-blown leftists, for the most part, are perfectly content to keep their politics to themselves and to go to work and work with people who have different political views. And that's the problem. I know I've said this before. I cannot say it enough. The problem is that non-leftist will not use the tactics that leftists have used to win the culture war. Non-leftists will not fire leftists in the workplace. Despite leftists firing non-leftists left, right, and center. See what I did there? That's the fucking problem. Is that right-wingers, is it non-leftist? Non-leftist is a better term because there's no such... Just like there's no such thing as a lesbian because every woman will, you know, jump back and forth between fucking men and fucking women, depending on what benefits her. This is, God, this is brilliant what I'm about to say. Quote unquote, right wingers are exactly the same. There's no such thing as a right winger, because every person will jump back and forth between the various degrees of being a left winger, such as it benefits them. Right? You got these women, they'll be all anti-abortion right up until they get knocked up, and then they'll happily kill the baby. Right? Everyone is opposed to the government until the government starts forcing somebody to do something they want the government to force people to do. Then they're totally behind it, right? Everybody's anti-war until a president they voted for starts a war. Then they're good with it. So there is no such thing as a right winger any more than there is such a thing as a lesbian. There's just various degrees of being a fucking leftist.
Really anybody's business, even for that matter, definitely when you're kind of a goal-oriented workplace. And I think there was a point, once upon a time, where stuff like that didn't matter, and it shouldn't, certainly.
Yeah, there was. But there was a time when that shit didn't matter. That was before, it was this before time, before women were prevalent in the fucking workplace. When back in a time when women were essentially teachers, secretaries, and whores, well, they're still whores, this wasn't a thing. But now that we have HR departments that are laden with women, and we got women over in the C-suite, and we got women in management, and we got women over here, and we got women over there, and they're all looking at Facebook all fucking day, yeah, now this is a problem. Isn't it amazing how the problem didn't exist prior to the workforce being saturated with women?
Just to, again, get into the meat of really what people want to know. I'm just going to give you the floor and let everybody know kind of what happened.
Not my
version of what happened
or
anybody else's version of what happened. Let us know and let the audience know kind of what I know you wrote about it. You did. We saw the tweet and everything. But I just want, in your own words, just and take as much time as you need to let everybody know kind of what happened.
Don't worry, she'll take as much time as she
needs. With this whole ordeal.
All right, here's the story. Let's hear it.
Friday was every normal day. I had actually just been getting over being sick.
Wuhan.
I had a really bad.
She had Wuhan. I wonder if she'd been vaxxed.
And cold. And that was like the first day that I woke up. I'm like, okay, I feel great. It's going to be a great day. Mm-hmm. And then I checked my messages and you're like, well, crap. Well, all right. We're going to see how this plays out. So I did get a message from a coworker who was just like, hey, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but I just want to make sure that you're aware that this is circulating. Just in case, I wasn't in the office when any of this was going down, because I was working from home that day because I'd been getting over being sick. And, I was just like, well, crap. And being like, my main focus as community manager is to answer a lot of like the inquiries and stuff through various social media, whether it be, hey.
So her focus as a community manager is to answer questions on social media. So she's tech support. I mean, once again, this is a job that typically we farm out to people in India.
Hey, what's the status on this game? Where's protection at? Like, are you guys going to be streaming this? Like, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And with every new post that was being, like, any of the scheduled posts, they were posting on those, that tweet. They were retweeting it into there, being like, hey, do you have a comment about this? So I refrained from really responding to anything that day, one, to keep the company from having to get involved.
Right.
Because I wanted to speak to somebody first and ask for their guidance, because I had never been in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
because, you know, as a woman, nobody ever called me out on my politics before. I had no idea. She had no idea this could even happen.
So I reached out tried to contact a couple of my bosses, and I did not get a response, but I did speak to them, like, later on that afternoon after everything. They're just like, we wanted to talk, but we didn't want to tell you something and make this promise and then have to go back on it. So
we ignored you. So basically, you're an you're our employee. So now here we go. So again, women will give their loyalty to the company and their career and all this other shit. Now, granted, so she's has at least managed to land a husband, poor guy. But, you know, normally it's these single women that give all their love and affection and attention and time to the company. So she works for this company, right? She's being attacked on Twitter, which isn't the real world and a normal person wouldn't give a shit about. If you guys want to go attack me on Twitter, go for it. I probably won't even notice unless somebody points it out. But so then she goes to the company. She tries to contact her coworkers slash supervisors, higher ups in the company, you know, just for whatever. And they just ignore her. Girls, that's who you're giving your dedication to. Now, she can sit here and make excuses for them. And this is partially legit. She can sit here and say, well, they told me they didn't want to respond because they didn't want to say something without having all the facts or whatever. Okay, great. So I have an employee and they're getting attacked on the internet, which they would be if I had an employee because they have political views like mine. And they'd send me a message and say, hey, I'm getting attacked on the internet. I would at least message back and say, hey, all right, look, I'm checking it out. You know, I'm not going to... give me time to analyze what's going on and digest it. You know, just sit tight, whatever. I'll get back to you. I'm aware of what's happening. You know, at the very least, just respond to the girl's fucking messages. You hired her. And now you're just going to, like, when she's in her time of need, when she's in this time of trouble, when there's this shit going down that she's not equipped to deal with because she's a woman, she's not equipped to deal with anything other than making babies, okay? She's not equipped to deal with this. She turns to you for some guidance, for some support, for anything, and you just ignore her completely? And you, sweetheart, you gave these people 2 years of your life and you think you are fortunate to work with these people and all this other shit. God, women are fucking delusional.
Oh, like we wanted to make sure that we had everything situated before we sat down and talked. And I can understand that. I think
you're dumb.
It's better to do that than to give me like false hope.
Right.
Kind of thing. So I,
you know, to give me false hope, like I gave false hope to all those guys who wanted to date me. And I gave them my phone number and then ghosted them.
And respect that.
Because, I mean, there was a time. I mean, she might, when she was younger and thinner, she might have been cute.
So
I mean, you know, for a Jew.
Basically, I got called in to a meeting. And there's like, meeting? Hey, like, we really don't want to do this, but we...
We really don't want to do this, which is what people always say before they do something that they... are going to do. We really don't want to do this. No, you really do. They're saying, well, you know, guys, I really don't want to do a podcast making fun of this chubby Jewish girl who got fired for something she followed on Twitter. I mean, I really don't want
to
do this.
Unfortunately, we do have to.
We have to fire you. Why do you have to? Because of some stuff on Twitter. So you see, Twitter is more important than real life. This is one of the many... And why has social media become this important in life? Because of women. It is not men who elevate shit on Twitter to the same status as reality. This is women. Now, everything that happened to her is entirely the fault of women. She got this job because of affirmative action, which was put in place to cater to women. She got a job as a community manager, which is a made-up job, because there's a bunch of women who wanted careers but don't have any useful skills. And so simps in the corporate world created community managers so that these women who have no useful skills could still get jobs so that then the management guys could have sex with these women. Then she got fired because of something she liked or followed or whatever it was on Twitter. Because women have elevated social media to the most important aspect of our life, where what happens on social media and what you do on social media is more important and more critical and more crucial than anything you do in the actual real world. You could be the best employee ever, but my God, if you like a tweet on Twitters, as opposed to a tweet on Boomer Book or something, if you like a tweet where someone says trannies are mentally ill, bam, you could be fired just like that. And on top of that, she is so naive and so out of touch that she had no idea she could get fired for liking something on Twitter. But she votes.
And it's like I hadn't gotten in trouble for anything. I always tried to treat everybody with respect.
Again, there's another problem. I tried to treat everybody with respect. No, you can't treat your enemies with respect because your enemies don't respect you. This is the problem. I mean, she looks Jewish, but this is the problem white people have. Well, I want to treat everybody with respect. I just want to be friends with, I want to reach out to my enemies and I want to build bridges with them and I want us to coexist in the workplace. Meanwhile, the leftists are just happy to fire your ass for any fucking little excuse they can come up with. And oh my God, you cuckservatives, you're so desperate to be friends with your enemies.
And unbiased, like, honestly, I treat everybody the same.
Which, again, I treat everybody the same. Really? That's the fucking problem. You treat everybody the same? That's the fucking problem.
Whether it's somebody who DMs me at 11 o'clock at night and is asking me where their game is, and somebody who's messaging me nicely in the middle of the day. Like, I've always tried to be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very careful with how I would word things, whether it be trying not to come off as aggressive or passive or anything like that.
Can you imagine going through, I was careful, I get, my God. I just turn on the microphone and yell whatever comes to my fucking mind. Who has time to sit around and analyze everything that's going to come out of your fucking mouth? And why are we surrounded? We already know the answer. Half of you already know the fucking answer. Give me a minute to get there. Why are we surrounded by people who are so goddamn fragile that you have to be so careful of everything you say and your tone of voice, and well, there might be a microaggression or something. And yes, we can blame the Jews, and yes, we can blame the pox, but ultimately, where did all of this fragility come from? It came from women and effeminate men.
And through my own social media, I always tried to stay neutral because when we...
sitting on the fence, that's always the best path, right? Let me just stay. Okay, stay neutral. There is no neutral. There's, I don't want to sound like you're with us or against us. Sometimes you can be neutral. Sometimes you can't. So I want to be neutral. Okay, if you're going to get on Twitter and follow political accounts, you've pretty much given up neutrality. I don't know how, and again, I haven't stalked her on Twitter or any shit like that, but if the accusation I saw is that she was following Twitter accounts of transphobes. Well, sweetheart, if you're going to go on Twitter, the moment you follow any account, even remotely related to politics, you've blown neutrality in the eyes of the idiot extremist, such as this fucking weird-ass tranny who started all these problems for you. So trying to be neutral on social media, I will go out on a limb here. I'm going to say it's impossible. I don't know how. It's impossible. Because you give me anybody's social media account, unless there's someone who just doesn't use it, but you give me somebody's social media account, and I can go look at who they follow, and I can then go look through that person's tweets, okay? And even if I can't find anything, that I can find something that person liked, right? And it's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Somebody can get on Twitter and find your Twitter account and follow that back to any political position they want to accuse you of. left wing, right wing, pro-tranny, anti-tranny, you know, whatever it is, voting for Trump, voting for Obama. I mean, literally, if I just dig deep enough, eventually, well, you know, she liked this. She follows this account, and this account liked a tweet from this account, and this account is anti-tranny. I mean, it is. It's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. There's no neutrality on social media.
With developers of all sizes, mm-hmm. and every, like, every size. And I really, one, I didn't want any developers to feel excluded.
I didn't want anyone to feel excluded. Notice all the emphasis on, I'm respectful of everybody, and you do you, and I want all of us to be happy, and I don't want anyone to feel excluded, right? These are all the attitudes that have brought about our destruction. Remember, just because you exclude somebody doesn't mean you have to kill them. But you could just exclude people. Everything's got to be taken to the fucking extreme. I don't want to exclude anybody. Why not? So again, what if someone comes to rape you, you're not going to exclude them? Someone wants to burn your house down, you're not going to exclude them? I mean, fucking Christ. Do you have this thing where I have no standards whatsoever about who I allow into my life and who I interact with? Again, you don't have to walk through life every fucking moment, you know, being like me right now, okay? But you do have to have some fucking standards at some goddamn point. And all of this, I don't exclude people shit. This attempt at virtues, this is all her virtue signal. This is pathetic. This shit has all been taken too far on every goddamn level.
Or, like, they weren't welcome. And I'm not a political person. In the first place, I try. I'd say I'm more of a values person. You're a good person. That's amazing. Like, you keep living your life.
See?
Like, if.
Here we go again. I'm a values person. You keep living your life. Well, I'm a fucking rapist and arsonist. Can I keep living my life?
And I have no problem with you whatsoever. As long as you aren't hurting other people, you are fantastic in my book.
As long as you're not hurting other people, you're fantastic in my book. Okay, let's talk about what constitutes hurting other people. Is putting 8-year-old children on hormone blockers that hurt other people? If you go on Twitter and you get somebody fired from their job because of somebody they follow on Twitter, is that hurting other people? If you support a war in a foreign country where people are getting killed, is that hurting other people? If you support BLM where POX are taking blunt objects and physically assaulting other humans, is that hurting other people? If you support taxation, which is theft, is that hurting other people? See, it's easy to say this kind of shit. And it's easy for her because she's a woman and she can't think any farther. And I get it, right? She's not on this video right now with Eric. She's not on here doing philosophy, all right? Okay, let's just do a reality check here. She's not doing philosophy. This is not the fucking Stefan Molyneux hour, right? She's on here promoting herself. She's on this video getting attention. Right. Eric's not taking her into a deep dive into philosophy. So, you know, I'm ripping on her for being shallow, but this is a shallow interview. So maybe I shouldn't have an expectation of her doing philosophy. But I'm so fucking sick of this fucking you do you, everybody be happy, no consequences, fucking horse shit.
And, so I always tried to keep my social media more to like hyping up my friends who are doing awesome content.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so sick of the word awesome.
I have a lot of pets, so I share pics.
She has a lot of pets. Imagine that.
pictures of my pets, and I get, and like, just like,
let's see if she mentions anything about her children,
art, video games, that kind of stuff, stuff that I'm excited about. I always tried to keep it to as little negativity as possible.
Oh yeah. So I try to keep it as isolated from reality as possible. If I just pretend that Western civilization, which has given me cell phones and electricity and gasoline and natural gas and social media and computer games, and you know, it put me in a position where I can eat this much food and be overweight. You know, if I just don't look at any of the negative stuff that's destroying all of that, maybe it'll go away.
And I feel like that's important, especially with, you see negativity everywhere from every direction. And it got really overwhelming, which is why I wanted to step down from community manager in the first place. Like, I had reached out and
she reached out again. She reaches out a lot
to a few different people expressing how I've been feeling burnt out. And it was
she feels burnt out. Two years on the job, she's feeling burnt out. She wanted a career.
I feel like just kind of taking a toll on my day to day.
You know,
being and on I wanted to try something
Twitter
new.
Is really and taking a toll on me.
They were all for it. They're like, yes, let's try and do something.
Oh, yeah. They were all on your side. Until such time as it became inconvenient for them to be on your side. Because you see, here's the thing, sweetheart. Just like you don't rely on a girl, you don't rely on the company you work for. You don't rely on a corporation. Because just like a girl is always going to do whatever is best for her at any moment, regardless of any promise she's made to you, the corporation is always going to do whatever is best for the corporation, regardless of any promises they may have made to you.
And so I was going to be moving to another position within the marketing team.
Yeah. And what position was that? Was it doggy style?
Which would have been this month. I think it probably would have been this week.
Yeah, it would have been.
They were already in the process of doing interviews and all that kind of stuff. So it was already like in the process.
Yeah.
And from there, it just kind of was, it was a difficult conversation to have.
Despite your amazing communication skills as a woman.
Like I said, in my post, there were a lot of emotions.
Oh, feels.
And it was just.
See, once again, there were a lot of emotions. Sweetheart, you do know, maybe you don't. You know, people, like everyone has emotions. This is not unique.
It hurt. I wasn't angry with them because, like...
No, I wasn't angry. They fired me because of something on Twitter. I wasn't angry. I'm just going to forgive everybody. A civilization burns around me. I'm not saying you got to walk through every fucking moment of your life seething with anger, right? You can go out, you enjoy the sunset and have some meal and enjoy time with your friend and smile and be happy and play a computer game. But you say, I'm not angry at the people who fired me because of Twitter. Sweetheart, you're a dumb fucking broad. There's a time and a place to be angry.
From a PR perspective, being in a marketing position, you've got to understand like where they were having to come from in this.
So you need to understand that for the company, the bottom line is the most important thing, because I'm sure she's anti-capitalist, right? Because all chicks are, I'm anti-capitalism.
Mm-hmm. And while I wish they would have had my back, I can understand.
She wishes.
And try to rationalize it a little bit about why they didn't.
Oh, I can rationalize perfectly. Because yes, they care less about you than they care about money. Now, what's the purpose of a company? Well, the purpose of a company is to make money. So can I necessarily fault the company for caring so much about money that they would fire her? Well, kind of in a way you can't. I really don't. I don't fault the company necessarily for firing her. I fault women and effeminate men for creating a society in which companies need, or at least feel, the need to fire someone because of something on Twitter. Once again, so if you look at the tweets from the tranny, you know, the tranny said, oh, look, this girl is transphobic, and if you don't fire her, I will never buy your products again. Why do we live in a society where anyone gives a shit? The answer, oh, great one. The answer is because of women and effeminate men. Wow, good job, guys. Did you figure that out on your own? We know the fucking answer. It's a rhetorical question, you fucking dipshit. If I owned a company and so I would just tweet back, I'd say, well, don't buy our shit then. Like, what the fuck? That's the problem. The problem is that the companies are run by people who are intimidated by this kind of horse shit. I mean, if you have a good enough, if your product is something people actually either need or want, they're going to keep fucking buying it. Right? I guarantee you what we could, just as a sort of extreme example of this, let's say that we got video that was guaranteed not to be a deep fake, okay? It was 100% verified. There were 700 eyewitnesses who all vote Democrat, and all of them filmed this on their fucking iPhone, okay? Let's say we had video of Steve Jobs and the current, whoever it is, I don't even know, the current CEO of Apple Computers, the two of them gang raping a four-year-old girl. Okay, there is not one person who buys Apple products who would stop buying Apple products. Not one. If you have something, if the electric company, if the CEO of your local electric company rapes a four-year-old boy and then posts an anti-Semitic tweet, nobody is going to call them up and say, turn off my electricity. If you have something people need, or something people want, and a lot of times people will spend money on things they want before they even spend money on things they need, you can fucking get away with anything.
But
yeah,
hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
I feel like if they would have had my back, it would have been a completely different story.
Oh, yeah.
Well, imagine that. But wow, really?
Unfortunately, that is not the case.
No, it's not, is
yeah.
it?
And
you
and yeah. I see that, like, so, like, it sucks that it has to be that way. I think, you know, obviously with this being your first time kind of dealing with that, I've been dealing with these types of weirdos for the better part of the last, like, well over a decade, right? So I know how grimy they are. I've dealt with them in several different industries, not necessarily pertaining to gaming, but certainly in the entertainment space. And you see how cutthroat you are, and you know human maybe nature, definitely when you're a good spirited person and you're a good person, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but
right.
You
well,
know,
so fortunately I don't have the problem of being a good person.
Oh, so unfortunately they
I'm a realistic person,
don't offer you the same sort of
no,
leniency that you give them,
and that's why
that's
you can't give it to them.
A lot of us that kind of were onlookers, mm-hmm. like, well, that's kind of screwed up. It's like to your point, you know, you hadn't done anything bad. You hadn't it wasn't impacting your work.
Doesn't matter.
Where you sat on the political.
None of
that had anything to do with anything.
None of that matters.
But because, and I think, I guess we should clear that up for the audience. So this person that basically called for your head, it was such a bizarre tweet in the first place. But this person, was this a person that worked within the company, or was this just a purely external person?
Purely external person. That's, I've never seen them before.
The tranny. That's the point. The tranny had nothing. It's just some random tranny on the fucking internet who now controls who is allowed to work at a gaming company. Can you imagine? Again, can you imagine, like, back in the fucking pre-social media days, somebody just walking into your business, you work there. Somebody walks into the business where you work off the street. You never seen them before. And they say, you need to fire this person or I'm not going to spend money here. Like, the fuck are you talking about? No one would even know how to respond to that, because just like she couldn't conceive that she might get fired for something she did on social media. I mean, in 1980, No one could have conceived of someone walking into a business place and saying, you got to fire this person or I'm not going to spend money here. Like, they would just stand there and their head would cock to the side and their jaw would drop. They wouldn't even know what to say. Now, businesses make their decisions based on just random people on the internet typing things on Twitter. And everyone looks at, and no one looks at this and recognizes this as the problem that it is.
Been with them before. It was, that's why I said it was completely left field. Like it was somebody I'd never interacted with before.
That's insane. And so that for the sake of the audience, just so you know, if you guys haven't been updated on the story, it was an external person. This person was not within the company who basically went through some like detective deep dive and trying to
because the tranny doesn't have anything else to do. Because I mean, the tranny doesn't have a husband or a job or apparently even any fur babies to occupy their time.
Find who this who she was like, stuff she was liking, and who she was following, and all this other weird stuff. And they used that and unfortunately weaponized it, right? To essentially get you out of the company, and they were successful. Like you said, they didn't have...
Yeah, they were successful. And this is why if you want to keep your job, and if you have testosterone, and if you have a job, you know, stay the fuck off social media.
Have your back or anything, and that was successful.
Because it doesn't make... Again, if you're sitting here thinking, if you have a job working for someone else, and if you think this can't happen to you, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. And if you're going to go on the social medias, you know, like I do, you just accept, like, if I get fired from my job because I said something about Jews, I'm not going to sit there and act surprised. Of course it can happen, because anything you do on the interwebs can and will be used against you.
So I guess that's frustrating for, again, from the onlooker's perspective, as a person who, because I, for example, with the Ripperverse stuff, right, that I do, my company, you know, a lot of the, I hate to say, call them rejects, but it's kind of like how it works, right? Like the people that are within my company, you look like Gabe El Taib, who left DC Comics, right, for a similar reason of just not necessarily being outed per se, but more of, well, you know, had a different vision, right? That did not align with the vast majority of the people that were there. And of course, it's not like they're going to have their back through any of that. And so I bring them on, right? So I bring up all these other people so they kind of have a place to where it's like they can work and they can be comfortable and not have to worry about, because I don't care about that stuff. What you do personally, like to your point, you're a good person, you're being good. I don't care where you're at. Like go do your thing and be well, and you're free to have whatever.
And see, there you go. There's, for those of you who don't know, Eric July is an actual anarcho-capitalist. He's not a conservative. He's not a right-winger. He's not a Republican. He is an actual anarcho-capitalist. But even here, we see it. It's like, that can only go to a certain point. So what if, theoretically, oh shit, I'm out of fucking time on the podcast. God damn it. All right, we're going to... This is good, though, because, see, I wasn't necessarily in the mood to podcast when this thing started. Now I'm in the mood. All right, we're going to let the music play, and we're going to keep going. We're going to go long. Go long, is what she said. Or he said. Or somebody said something about long.
Hey, women, you shut your mouth and make babies.
What is beautiful in a woman, what is attractive in a woman, is defined by men. It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14, they think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash, guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
That's how men are.
No one cares about your community management.
Women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut
babies.
Your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.
Right, because it certainly had nothing to do with you. All right, I'm going to back up a little bit to get back into my
that are
here.
Within my company, you look like Gabe El Taib, who left DC Comics, right, for a similar reason of just not necessarily being outed per se, but more of, well, you know, had a different vision, right? That did not align with the vast majority of the people that were there. And of course, it's not like they're going to have their back through any of that. And so I bring them on, right? So I bring up all these other people so they kind of have a place to where it's like they can work and they can be comfortable and not have to worry about, because I don't care about that stuff. What you do personally, like to your point, you're a good person, you're being good. I don't care where you're at. Like, go do your thing and be well, and you're free to have whatever positions as long as it doesn't impact the company.
Oh, hold on. So you're free to have whatever position as long as it doesn't impact the company. Well, that's exactly the position that this gaming company that fired her took. This weird tranny on Twitter impacted the company, so they canned her ass. But see, here's the thing. Eric, who's not a conservative, who's an anarcho-capitalist, still, just, I'm going to hire you. Just go do whatever you want. Well, but at what point do you put the kibosh on telling people, just go do whatever you want? I mean, there does have to be a fucking cutoff point to that. And the leftist, their cutoff point is really fucking low. The leftist cutoff point is essentially, you know, is almost anything that a non-leftist could possibly do. Whereas the non-leftist, their cutoff point is non-existent. If you're a non-leftist and you have leftists working for you, they could do anything, and you'll never fucking fire them ever. But if it's a leftist company and a non-leftist does virtually anything, they'll get canned.
Fine, but, you know, to your, like, credit, I mean, you're dealing with this a lot better because our head's going to roll if it had anything to do with me. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because she's getting attention. Of course, she's dealing with it great. She's getting attention all over the fucking internet.
And I think anybody else, but for you, you know, you're looking at it like from just at least trying to be objective and like, okay, well, they got these mob of weirdos probably coming at them and they felt like they made a decision. Now, I wish they had you back, but unfortunately, they did not.
The company you work for will never have your back because, again, I'm just repeating myself. Everyone is so scared today. The companies have to be totally terrified of anything at all that might impact their bottom line. And with the power, both real and imaginary, that leftists have because of the internet, I mean, sometimes these companies have legit concerns. And sometimes they don't. And here's the thing, though. So you're a company, and some leftist gets on Twitter and says, if you don't fire this chick, I'll never buy from you again. I mean, how do you know that this fucking tranny on Twitter doesn't have the ability to mobilize some sort of forces that will actually impact your bottom line? I mean, you don't know. So what are you going to do? You're going to play it safe, because what's the point of your company? To make money. Right. The point of your company is not to stand by your employees through thick and thin. Your employees are tools for making money. Ultimately, they are. That's a reality.
Just going through that, because like you said, this is your first time experiencing that. Like, What is the lesson, I guess, from that in terms of your approach that you're like, okay, now you have to navigate as is? Because, like, I think you got like a reality check, because it's like you want to see the world for what it should be and what it could be, and really, it's not
welcome,
let's say,
reality.
There's no reciprocity, right? Where you offer people, like, it doesn't matter where you're at on the political aisle or whatever, you're mm-hmm. just wanting them to be good, and unfortunately, you have other folks who don't see it that way.
That's not how the world works. And once again, you can't go through life with these unrealistic expectations. Well, you can, but this is what you'll get. You will fail. You know, once again, you don't have to go through life hating everybody who doesn't have exact same political opinions as you do, but you do need to go through life understanding that anyone who is a leftist is your enemy, ultimately, right? I can get along fine with people who got the Wuhan vax up to a point, but only up to a point, because then there comes a point where, as I've discussed, I know that they will betray me under the right circumstances. You can't live in this fantasy world where everybody, you do you, and we'll all get along and just be a nice person. Because there's going to come a point where, because they are leftist, they're not going to be nice to you anymore.
At all, that are unfortunately willing to come for your head. What did you take from that? Now that you've had your time to kind of think and ponder on it, like,
great, let's find out if the woman managed to actually learn anything from this.
Where are you at, be it emotionally or whatever?
I feel like I'm doing okay.
Good.
Because she has a husband.
It definitely, that first day, that Friday was, I admit, it was one of the most difficult days I've ever had.
Okay.
But whenever I saw the absolute, like, outpour that of love and support that people, like,
when she saw the amount of attention she got on the internet,
were showing me after the kind of went viral the next day, I was just like, holy crap, like, did not expect that. I really didn't think it was going to get the
and see, here's the other problem. Okay, so she got fired, blah blah blah, and so she gets all this attention on the internet. None of these people are going to do anything in real life. None of these people giving her attention on the internet are going to go into their workplace and fire a leftist for something he followed on Twitter. Right? That's the problem. Everyone get on the internet and lick her balls, lick her asshole, whatever it is. I don't know if there's a picture of her asshole on the internet or not. Maybe she's not as, up on things as Emily is. But everyone will get on the internet and espouse all this support for her, but none of these people will go into the real world and take their children out of public school. None of these people will go in the real world and voice their protest or their discontent for a tranny story hour at the library. None of these people will eat less bread. None of these people will tell their wife, you're not voting Democrat, right? None of these people will look at their employees' Twitter feeds and terminate people for supporting pedophilia. It's real easy to just get on the internet and show support for some Jewish chick who's chubby and overweight and you're trying to simp for her. That's easy shit to do. It's a lot harder to stop eating bread, get your children out of public school, and fire leftists.
Action that it did. And that's why I kept quiet about it. Like, I was just like, okay, maybe this will blow over. Like, it'll be fine.
How can you be a woman and be as addicted to social media as you are? Because I keep wanting to say she's a white woman. I think she's a Jew, but she's a Jew woman. How do you think something on social media is going to blow over?
And media starts to show up in my DMs and my emails, and I start seeing videos showing up, and I'm just like, okay, this has gotten a lot bigger than I ever wanted and ever expected it to be.
Got a lot more attention than I thought I could get.
I've always tried to be the person that says, kill them with kindness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Show them.
Once again, if I could just be nice to my enemies, I'll kill my enemies by being kind to them. That is not how you kill your enemies. That's how your enemies kill you. You being nice to your enemies is how your enemies kill you.
I'm wrong. Like, they say that you are this awful human being. Prove them wrong. Show them that you aren't.
God.
And that there are.
See, once again, I'm gonna prove to my enemies that I'm not an awful human. The fact that you give a shit what your enemies think is another aspect of the problem. They're your enemies. It doesn't matter what they think.
Kind people out in the world that they might not agree with, and that it's okay to have differences. And
no, it's not.
Because you have these differences doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
Oh, see, once again, listen to how naive this chick is. This is not how reality works. This is not how leftists view the world. All of this, well, people can have differences of opinion and still, you know, that is not how the leftist views the world. How do you not know this?
I honestly think that a lot of the people who really advocated for my termination, I don't think they're bad people.
Oh my God. I don't think they're bad people. No, sweetheart, they're bad people. They're bad people.
I think they might be having a tough time in their life.
See, listen to that. Listen to the excuses. This is pure cuckservative right here. She may not personally be a cuckservative, but this is exactly what cuckservatives do. This is why I fucking hate them so much. Well, you know, these people who are attacking me and destroying me and giving hormone blockers to my children, well, maybe they're just having a tough time in their life. You know, I really want to say anything to the homosexuals fornicating in the gay pride parade in front of small children, because maybe those homosexuals are just having a really hard time in their life. This is why the left has won. Because the right is so astronomically cucked and so desperate. Sorry, the non-leftists are so cucked and so desperate to make excuses for all of this bad behavior. They're just, we're not going to hold anyone to any standards whatsoever.
And trying to find their place.
Trying to find their place.
And trying to find that acceptance.
Oh, God. And listen to this shit.
That kind of personified into this particular attack.
Right, so this tranny attacked me on Twitter because the tranny can't find its place in life. I mean, if you've decided you're a woman and not a man and you've tranified yourself, sounds kind of like you've found your place. I mean, how do you decide you're a woman, not a man, if you haven't found your place? It's just this excuse making for the people who have gone out person. I don't know how many people were really involved other than the one tranny. But this is excuse making for all these people who have gone out of their way to get her fired from her job. It's just, again, we can balance this out. First of all, is getting fired from your job the worst thing that can happen to you? Not really. Secondly, the amount of, as I've already said, the amount of attention that she's getting more than makes up for it. She's going to get another job if she wants another job, guaranteed. And if she starts her OnlyFans account, she could retire like in a month from now.
And so I don't hold any hatred towards them. I hope that they find the happiness that they need.
I hope my enemies find the happiness that they need. Oh, God damn. You know, why can't we say that about Jews in the Holocaust? You know, why can't Jews just be like, oh, you know, the Nazis were in a bad place and they were just looking for belonging. And why can't black people say that when it comes? They all want reparations for slavery. Not none of these black people could just go, oh, you know, the white people, they were just in a bad place. And it's only when leftists are the source of the evil that we're all supposed to, oh, but we just got to make excuses for, you know, that he's just in a bad place. That tranny is just in a bad place. And we got to understand that he's on the internet getting people fired from their jobs because he's just searching for meaning and for a place for belonging for himself because he's just in a really bad place right now. We need to be really understanding. And this is the effeminate female view of the world. And when it's only women who look at the world this way, and when the women are controlled by men, it's not a giant problem. But when women run the world, and when men have bought into the effeminate worldview, then we get this. We get the ashes of civilization.
And it's just one of those. I feel like they picked somebody. I'm thankful that they picked me because
I'm getting attention.
I can get through it.
Yeah. Right. Because I'm a Jew and I have a husband, and the simps on the internet will flock to me and give me money. She's right about that. She can get through this. This is not a hardship for her. This is not even close to being a hardship for her.
I know I'm strong enough. I know I have the support.
She's strong enough, guys. She's strong. I wonder if she's independent. I don't think she's a single mother. We still haven't heard about any children.
Support system to get through something like this. There are people out there who may not have that support system to be able to get through being canceled or having being attacked online. And so if it was anybody, I'm glad it was me, because I know I can get through it, and I know I'll have other opportunities in the future. I don't know what's going to come next, but I know I'll be able to figure it out.
And that's, I mean, again, having good spirits, I think, is certainly the important part of it. Definitely when you deal with something that's as crazy as this, it is important that you do have, because if you deal with that, to your point, there's a lot of folks that aren't built for that, to be able to just even emotionally handle something like that. But I do think it is a credit to why the story was so attractive to a lot of us was that, again, it's the same old story and we've heard it. You're not the first. You won't be the last person. Right. And unfortunately,
and that's the problem. She won't be the last. No, nobody is going to man up and put the kibosh on this shit. Corporations, every time somebody says something on Twitter, corporations will continue to fucking bend over for it. No one's going to put the kibosh on this shit.
Stuff happens too, where it's like one allowed political position that often exists in entertainment, and it's not like, let's say, anything. Let's say I always joke about being to the right of Bernie Sanders, and basically anything that's outside of that, they may come for you. And it's sad that it's like that, because to your point, a lot of these people are regular people. They're nice people.
No,
and
not.
They might not have an agreement with you on a particular topic. Maybe that's political. Maybe it's not. But to your point, it doesn't make them a bad person.
Yes,
but they
does.
Don't see it that way, because they look at it like, well, we're the good ones. And
See, here we go. It does make them the bad people. This fucking constant excuse making for mentally ill pieces of shit who seek to go out and destroy other people's lives. They are bad people. Why does everyone want to make excuses for these fucking pieces of shit? I don't understand. And just to say, well, it's effeminate. I mean, okay, it is, but why? And so can someone explain this to me? I think I have a theory on it. We'll talk about it more in depth in the future.
If you are a good person, you must mimic us and our ideals. To me, that makes for a boring world, first and foremost, but that's just not how individuals act, and that's not how individuals are. And what you are experiencing has plagued so many different industries, and so many people are doing it. And this is why you have so many people in hiding, like that work within various forms of entertainment that are... like they may, let's say, be libertarian. They may be conservative. They may be whatever it is.
Right.
And they feel like they can't be that,
but they
even
can't.
Publicly.
They can't, but they can't reveal it because they'll get fired. And to sit here and say that the people who would get them fired for revealing that they're conservative or Republican or libertarian or Christian or Jehovah's Witness or we know where, to say that the people who would do that to them are good people is nonsensical. The people who would do that to them are bad people. And until you can accept that your enemies are bad people, civilization continues to burn.
Slightly, because, well, a mob will come for them. Now, you can be a full-blown, like, you know, check all the boxes of being a full-blown leftist, and that's fine.
Yes.
But on the other side of the deals, that's an issue. And I think that's why, again, the story was so attractive for, I can speak from certainly my experience. That's what I looked at. I was like, dang, this is affirming what we already knew. And it sucks that someone, a young person, has to.
And why do we already know this? Because it's happened over and over and over and over and over. And will continue to happen over and over and over and over. And why is it happening? Because everything, virtually everything, is controlled not just by the Jews, but by women and effeminate men.
Go through that and experience it. But what I'm more so glad to hear is that you're in good spirits, at least, about it, right? Like, this isn't one of those things.
This is going to keep happening, and nobody's going to stop it. But the important thing is that the chubby little Jewish chick is in good spirits.
Going around, like, moping around. And like you said, maybe a difficult day, right? But, you know, you see that you do have a lot of support.
A lot of
people definitely on our side. We don't rock like that. It's good to have that. It's, you know, see that it's people that are out there supportive of you. And I think maybe that turns into maybe another opportunity to continue to do what it is that you love in whatever industry. With that being said, I know you just kind of touched on that, but I would love for you to touch on that a little more.
Oh, really? I don't want to know what she's touching.
As far as what's next, as far as like, is there anything that you're eyeing in terms of you want to stay in the gaming industry? Are you looking at other stuff? Like, what do you think is next for you?
Well, an OnlyFans account. All right, look, that's all we really need to listen to on this. There'll be a link to the video in the show notes. You know, the important part of this is that, yes, all women are like this. Once again, we see here this woman who's lost her job, which is not the end of the world for anyone, but especially not for her, because as I've already said 17 times, the attention and everything, right? But all women are like this in that they're just completely willing to have no standards, to make no stand, nothing. Just this you do you shit. It's the fucking you do you shit. This endless lack of standards and permissiveness in every facet of life. Yeah, I'm not arguing for a totalitarian society where everything you do is controlled. I am arguing for a society in which the feedback loops are not insane. And we live in a society where the feedback loop created by social media is insane. She lost her job because of something on Twitter. That is out of proportion to reality. And the reason this feedback loop of social media is out of proportion to reality is because of men's inability to control their women. And yes, all women are like that.